Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a presentation of Holy Archangels Orthodox Church, a parish of the Russian Orthodox Church outside Russia, located in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Father John, and this is a three-minute sermon. As we read in the 16th chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, our Lord Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples, and we should always remember that if we are called by his name, that is, if we are called Christians, we are also his disciples. The teaching, therefore, wasn't just long ago and far away. He is speaking to us as well as to those who were with him prior to his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. The instruction he is giving includes this: if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What does this mean? The answer can be found by considering three questions: how do we deny ourselves, how do we take up our cross, and how do we follow him? We deny ourselves by having no regard for what may be done to us as a result of our choosing to follow him, whether this is in the form of rejection, ridicule, oppression, torture, or death. To deny oneself is to be willing to accept any or all of these without allowing our desire to avoid suffering interfere with our decision to do as he commands. Deny does not mean reject, but rather it means to renounce ourselves, accepting whatever suffering we may endure as if someone else was suffering it. How do we take up our cross? Death is the ultimate renunciation of the self. The instinct for self-preservation is our default setting. To take up the cross, then, is to choose to override this instinct, accepting the temporary end to our existence rather than departing from obedience to the teaching of our Lord and the example of his life, which he made a sacrifice on our behalf. Note, unlike us, the disciples at that time did not know what the cross referred to. Our Lord was preparing them for what was to come. The death of the cross is to become dead to all the things which the world offers us: money, fame, power, glory, pleasures, and so on, in order to live according to what God offers us in his kingdom: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Having denied ourselves and having made the decision to accept suffering and even death for his sake, we follow him by serving as examples of his life: moderate, temperate, gentle, patience, forgiving, and possessing all the other virtues, including the deliberate pursuit of those virtues which do not come to us easily or naturally. We are to become changed people, showing the life of Christ risen from the dead given to us in our baptism, through the power of the Holy Spirit with which we are anointed by chrismation, nurtured and strengthened by receiving the bread and wine which are his body and blood. When we are dead to the world and alive with the life of Christ, he shines through us in the spiritual darkness of the world. We are lamps by which the path which leads to the kingdom of heaven can be discerned and followed, to the glory of his name and for the salvation of souls. This has been a three-minute sermon brought to you by Holy Archangels Orthodox Church, a parish of the Russian Orthodox Church outside Russia, located in Phoenix, Arizona. I hope this has been worth your time. Your questions and comments are welcome, and we extend to you an invitation to come and worship with us. Thank you for listening. May the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. Amen.